I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The National Archives revealing then Vice President Joe Biden sent or received up to 82,000 pages worth of private emails through three different shadow email addresses, pseudonyms, while serving in the Obama administration. It's unclear what topics were covered in these emails, but Hunter Biden was copied on at least 10 of those emails sent between May 18th and June 15th, 2016, with one on May 26th reportedly notifying him of a scheduled phone call between Joe Biden and the president of Ukraine.
Well, there was Maria Bartiromo talking about some of the latest revelations involving Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the Biden crime family. I know some of you don't like that term, saying, Larry, you shouldn't be using that term. Well, you know, it's just a little late. I'm stuck with it. I'm going to continue to call them that because there's so many things here that show crimes were being involved. Larry, you don't have proof. You always say you should have proof. I will agree. I do say that. And I will also say that until someone is proven guilty, they're not really guilty. I'll go along with all that. I'll admit all of my mistakes and the things I've taught and tried to reinforce with you. But in this case, you'd have to be a fool to ignore that something was not going on behind the scenes involving the Biden family when they've got 20 different shell companies and money coming from Russian oligarchs and Ukraine and Joe and Hunter Biden getting all the money he got, and even on his laptop admissions of money and how it was going to be spread out, and then money that was going to Joe Biden from his brother Jim that had gotten it from China. Maria Bartiromo is talking about now this trove of emails where Joe Biden, and we have documented this previously, was using pseudonyms, fake names, so no one would be looking for Joe Biden. If you did a search, and James Comer, the House Oversight Committee, said, we wanted all the records with Joe Biden involved, and then realized, oh, now we need to look for other names because he used about three or four different names. All right, we're going to break it down for you. First of all, glad to have you on board. First day of November, 2023. This is the second hour of two of Larry Connors USA. If you missed the first hour, it is available at LarryConnorsUSA.com. And, of course, when we're on the air, we're also streaming video for you at Newstalk STL Facebook and Twitter, Larry Connors USA Facebook and Twitter. And you can watch directly on each of those operations as well, or you can pull it up later and then share with others that need to be informed, that are too often tied to the teat of the state-controlled media and buy only what they see on YouTube or whatever they get on their cell phone as opposed to looking for actual facts and documentation. And if you want to question anything I say or you think I'm wrong, please do so. I don't ask you to follow me blindly. I would never ask you that. I want you to be an independent thinker. You may or may not come to the same conclusions as I have each and every time, or you might be 180 degrees from me. That's fine. Everyone's entitled to an opinion. But when you're expressing an opinion, you're going to need to back it up some. So you want me to back up why I'm calling the Biden family crime family? Well, more evidence is coming forward. And again, this is just alleged evidence. It's not presented in a court. But James Comer now saying they show that Joe Biden received $40,000 in his terms laundered China money in 2017. This is another bombshell. Now, this is in addition to a $20,000 check that Jim Biden had written Joe, his brother, and put in the notation loan, payback loan, something of that nature. And a question got raised the other day in a committee in the House. If this were a loan, then wouldn't there be an evidence and trail of money being paid back as interest? Or was it an interest-free loan? You could make an interest-free loan to a relative if you choose. But if they're getting money, they're going to have to report that money. So somewhere, somebody's got to file IRS papers. No such evidence exists at this point. It may come forward, or may be manufactured, but it may come forward. But House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said Biden in 2017 received $40,000 in laundered China money from the bank account of his brother and his sister-in-law in the form of a personal check, while claiming the president has exposed himself to future blackmail from Beijing. Those are the words of James Comer. That Joe Biden, our current president, has exposed himself to blackmail from Beijing because of this money that they have now uncovered, in addition to other. And, of course, what have we always heard from Joe Biden on the campaign trail when he was running against Trump? And any questions were raised about, do you talk to your son Hunter about his business? Nope, don't talk to him. You talk, ever met with anybody? Nope, never met him. And yet there are pictures and photos of them being together. They got Bob Alinsky, one of Hunter's closest partners at one time, clearly stating, I met with Joe Biden because Hunter set it up. Tina Dosher is a reporter correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Her take on all of this money shuffling.
2016, Hunter Biden is still on that board of Burisma. He doesn't resign until Joe Biden announces his run for presidency in 2019. What is the president's son, who's supposed to be an apolitical figure, doing CC'd on an email between the vice president of the United States, who's the main Ukraine liaison, and the Ukrainian president, right? It's so funny how we went from, on the campaign trail, Joe Biden, I never discussed business with my son, ever, to, oh, you know, it was just 20 phone calls where I asked about the weather, and I dropped in on meetings, and, you know, 82,000 pages of emails. Oh. And I CC'd Hunter on a call with the Ukrainian president while he's in the board of a Ukrainian oil company. Yeah.
80,000 emails going to foreign destinations. 80,000. Maybe they were just all going to one person and it got copied 80,000 times, you think? The money trail, according to the House Oversight Committee, began July 30, 2017. That is when Hunter Biden demanded a $10 million payment from the China Energy Company. And that company had close ties, as all companies do in China, to the Chinese Communist Party. Surprise, surprise, you didn't know that. Well, the Bidens didn't launch their working relationship with that company when Joe Biden was vice president. And remember, his son Hunter had flown with him on Air Force Two to some of these meetings in China and Ukraine and elsewhere, because being seen with daddy makes you look more important. And even Hunter Biden admitted in his laptop and then later in an interview saying, yeah, I probably had positions not because of any skills or anything, but because my last name was Biden. You can't necessarily disqualify someone because their name and someone that you really highly respect and know, it's their child and you're going to give them a chance. But at the same time, you don't just give them the shop and in the process know that we're basically going to look for payback later. So July 30, 2017, that was when Hunter Biden put pressure on his Raymond Zell, one of those with the China Energy Company, for $10 million. And pointing out Joe Biden is sitting in the room. August 8, 2017, Hunter Biden-linked bank accounts received $5 million in payments from Zhao within 10 days of that text, using Joe Biden as the push to get the money in. August 8, 2017, $400,000 wired to a group to another entity controlled by the president's son. August 14, Hunter Biden then wired $150,000 to still another group, this one owned by Joe's brother, James. August 28, Sarah Biden, James' brother, withdrew $50,000 in cash from one of them, put $50,000 into a shared personal checking account with her husband, James. September 3rd, Sarah Biden wrote Joe Biden a check for $40,000 for loan repayment. I mean, it went over and over again. As they said, we'll hide it so deep, it'll take them years to uncover. Well, it's not. And James Comer knows banking from the banking industry. He's quickly tracked down and got records to show it. All right, let me turn to another subject for you. CNN correspondent, anchor, slash, whatever, Wolf Blitzer, should have a new title. Maybe he should be called President of Public Relations for Hamas Terrorists.
Back now to our breaking news here in the Middle East. A massive explosion at the largest refugee camp in Gaza. Joining us now is Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht. He's the international spokesperson for the Israel Defense Forces. So can you confirm it was an Israeli attack that destroyed a big chunk of that Jabalia refugee camp?
Yes, I can.
But even if that Hamas commander was there amidst all those Palestinian refugees who are in that Jabalia refugee camp, Israel still went ahead and dropped a bomb there, attempting to kill this Hamas commander, knowing that a lot of innocent civilians, men, women, and children, presumably would be killed. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's not what you're hearing, Wolf. We, again, were focused on this commander, again, who you'll get more data who this man was, killed many, many Israelis. We're doing everything we can. It's a very complicated battle space. There could be infrastructure there. There could be tunnels there. We're still looking into it, and we'll give you more data as the hour moves ahead.
But you know that there are a lot of refugees, a lot of innocent civilians, men, women, and children in that refugee camp as well, right?
This is the tragedy of war, Wolf.
It is a tragedy of war, Wolf, and we know it's a tragedy because Hamas is hiding inside the civilian population, thinking no way you'll come after us if you have to kill civilians. Israel's been able to kill a lot of them without harming civilians. That story is being ignored. But in some cases, we know they are hiding munitions and their commanders under mosques, hospitals, and in this case, large apartment complexes. And this blast brought the whole building down, exposing the tunnels under it. And it's since been confirmed that the Hamas leader that they were after was killed. Anyway, Wolf continues trying to be a good PR guy for Hamas.
You knew there were civilians there. You knew there were refugees, all sorts of refugees, but you decided to still drop a bomb on that refugee camp attempting to kill the Hamas commander. By the way, was he killed?
I can't confirm yet. There'll be more updated. Yes, we know that he was killed. About the civilians there, we're doing everything we can to minimize. I'll say it again. Sadly, they are hiding themselves within civilian population. And again, we are doing this stage by stage, and we're going to go after every one of these terrorists who was involved in that heinous attack on the 7th of October.
And of course, that would be the day that Hamas crossed into Israel and slaughtered innocent people. They were not an army, not an invading army going after military. They were going after civilians. They're terrorists. You do not call them an army. But of course, the pressure is now on the White House, and Biden in particular, from all those who've been in the streets supporting and shouting support for PLO and refusing to condemn Hamas for killing civilians. But now that Israel has killed many uncounted civilians trying to get to this leader, now they've got another cry. You're killing innocent people. Well, the White House has been very reluctant to make any direct statements about it. The closest I've seen is from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, and he said this the other day before this bombing, saying Hamas is making life extremely difficult for Israel by taking civilians as human shields, putting their rocket infrastructure and terrorist infrastructure among civilians. So the White House knows the game Hamas is playing, a deadly game, using fellow Palestinians. Hamas terrorists are Palestinians. They're using fellow Palestinians as shields to keep them from being attacked by Israel. And when Wolf asked the IDF spokesman, do you know if you got the target? Well, he did not know at that time, but since been confirmed. Former Israeli ambassador to the UN said, you've got to really be watchful of Hamas public relations.
You talk about the propaganda from the other side, and the trouble is, and sometimes I think parts of your colleagues in the media are guilty of this. People don't understand Hamas is not a democracy.
No.
Gaza is a brutal authoritarian regime there. And people who speak to the media, whether they're doctors or nurses or some local official, they have to follow the party line.
That's right.
They have to follow Hamas's line. And so all the information coming out of Gaza is controlled by Hamas. The pictures you see are controlled by Hamas. The words that come out of Gaza are controlled by Hamas. And as a result, people get a very warped picture. I mean, have you seen a single picture of a dead Hamas terrorist since we started operation inside Gaza? No, they don't allow pictures. They only want you to believe that innocent civilians have been hit. Well, obviously, we've been hitting Hamas terrorists one after the other.
The pictures they were willing to have released to the world were the ones showing that this building had collapsed, exposing the tunnels under it, and killing everyone in the building and are down in the tunnels and maybe around the area. But Hamas doesn't care about the death of civilians. For them, that's another good public relations statement. Civilians are being killed by Israel. Yes, they were. I quoted yesterday Amy Schumer, comedian who's Jewish. I'm not a fan of hers, but she made a line complaining about some of the Hollywood elite crying out for the PLO and the Palestinian effort. And not really condemning, by the way, Hamas for what it's done. Schumer said, instead of asking Israel for a ceasefire, and again, she's Jewish, she said, why don't you ask Hamas to surrender? Now, Hamas has already released some through the Rafah Gate into Egypt, along with cooperation arranged by Israel, U.S., Egypt, and Hamas, included apparently some hostages and some Palestinians, and are saying that they're going to release more. But again, the former ambassador to the UN, Regev, says don't count what they say as fact.
We don't believe much of what Hamas is saying publicly. They say something and they say the opposite the next day, and you never know what is true. Mm-hmm. And the assumption is that everything they say is just psychological propaganda for their terror machine. I can say the following. We're continuing to hit the Hamas terror machine hard. They're facing our blows. They're feeling our might. And I think that pressure will do more than anything else to get our hostages out. Together with the diplomatic pressure on Hamas's allies in the Gulf, I think that's the way to get our people out.
And that's a fact, because the Biden administration's approach has been to appease and buy friendship from these terrorist groups by giving money to Iran and not enforcing the oil sanctions, letting them collect almost $100 million when sanctions should be keeping them from getting any oil or selling it. And where does that money go? It doesn't go to help the Iranians. It goes to terrorists around the world. Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah in Lebanon, ISIS wherever they might be, including Africa. And, of course, money's going to be going to China, because China has the umbrella over Iran. You're not going to get these guys to be friendly and play nice and by the Queen's rules. Coming up, Defense Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas proves how stupid he is. Again, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
Talk radio made in St. Louis.
Very excited for what you guys are doing for the St. Louis community.
For St. Louis.
Relevant local talk.
Saying what we are thinking.
This is News Talk STL.
No, you guys are awesome. I love you. And it really, it's a tremendous honor to be on the station.
News, analysis, and opinion.
Thanks for covering the local and global.
People, this is America.
We better open our eyes.
Really local, really good.
News Talk STL at 101.9/94.1
and NewsTalkSTL.com.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Christina Strait with Strait Realty reminding you, why pay more than four? In 2003, we had a dream to start a real estate company that would revolutionize the real estate market. Now, 20 years later, after navigating through the many markets' ups and downs, we know exactly how to help you in this challenging time. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty. Don't give away your hard-earned equity. Give us a call today, 314-441-4444, 314-441-ALL-4s. And remember, why pay more than four?
Strait Realty is a licensed broker in the state of Missouri.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Mr. Secretary, approximately how many illegal aliens in this country or here on asylum have direct ties to Hamas, to Hezbollah, to the Islamic Jihad, or the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps of Iran?
Senator Marshall, let me assure you that individuals that pose a risk to our national security are our highest enforcement priority. The safety and security of the American public.
Do you have any idea how many numbers, what those numbers are? Is it tens? Is it hundreds? Is it thousands?
An individual who poses a risk to our national security is our highest enforcement priority. And if
detention, so you don't know the answer to the question?
And if detention is indeed warranted by reason of the risk they present, then we indeed detain them.
Do you have an answer for my question?
I believe I have answered your question.
No, sir, you didn't. I asked you how many have direct ties to Hamas, Hezbollah, Islam Jihad.
No, I didn't answer the question. Those of you watching on our stream, I'm sure you're having a good laugh at my antics because I am just over the top with Mayorkas and blah, 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 blah. Not an answer one. Not an answer one. I don't know how many Hamas terrorists might be here. I don't know. I don't know how many ISIS. I don't know. What do you know? Nothing. Oh, take it back. He made a point yesterday to chastised Senator Josh Hawley, as I reported in the first hour. If you missed it, you need to pull that hour up and listen to it. How dare Josh Hawley attack me like I'm vermin because my mother survived the Holocaust camps and I lost relatives in there. I feel for my Yorkers for that. So does Josh Hawley. You might like me a lot. Maybe you don't, maybe you don't, but maybe you do. Quentin, I'm not asking you. Quentin and I are tight. In fact, Quentin is, I've been calling him my director. He's really my co-producer because he's really been pulling more stuff up and alerting me to things. But anyway, it doesn't make a difference if you like me or not. Am I doing my job as far as you're concerned? No, well, maybe I'm not. That's fine too. But what if I had a tragedy in my family and I feel like you're accusing me I'm not doing my job? You don't know that I had a severe tragedy inside my family. That shouldn't have any bearing on it, your view of my job in general. Now, that particular day, it might be more difficult, but the bottom line is, here's my Yorkles, decades after the Holocaust. Doesn't mean it goes away, nor the loss of anyone, especially your family. I'm not dismissing any of that. but he brought it to the scene in front of Hawley yesterday as if, how dare you attack me? You don't know my history and what happened here. If you did, you should not be doing it. No, we're still going to ask tough questions. All right. We got off on a tangent there, and I know I did. But if you missed the first hour, I strongly encourage you to go back. In this case, he's being questioned by Kansas Senator Marshall about terrorists inside our nation. Let's try it again, sir.
I believe I have answered your question.
No, sir, you didn't. I asked you how many have direct ties to Hamas, Hezbollah, Islam, Jihad.
Senator, if an individual is identified as having a nexus to one of those organizations, we would consider them a risk to our national security and take appropriate enforcement action to include, for example, detention and removal.
Will DHS and when will DHS disclose the countries of origin of people arrested by Border Patrol on the terrorist watch list?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question, Senator?
Yep. Will DHS and when will DHS disclose the countries of origin of people arrested by Border Patrol on the terrorist watch list?
If you are referring, Senator, to the terrorist screening data set, just to be precise, I would be pleased to speak with you in the appropriate context. This would not be it.
That's a flat-out lie. There's nothing to be held confidential about when will you release the information. He didn't even ask for the specific information. When will you release it? You can answer that question. But take note of what he did. He's very good about this. And in fact, I've done enough interviews. I can tell when someone says, would you repeat the question? You know what's going on inside their head? Spin, 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 circle. What's that end? What? Oh, I didn't quite hear it. Stalling. But then he finally comes up with the answer that, well, I'll explain it to you in more detail in the private sector. Can't do it here in the public. Again, the question was not even who they are, their names, and so forth. But when will you release the list? Why, I'll tell you later in private. All right, so we also have this issue with Chinese nationals coming into this nation, and there's concern. Yes, some might be escaping China to get out of there and come to USA. That we understand. But we also see military-age men, numerous, coming across. And we know China hates us. They've already floated a balloon across our nation under the Biden administration. They basically have stepped forward and pressured Taiwan even more. And do you not think they would use this open border policy to send in what is called a fifth column to send Chinese military men inside our nation through the open border? Can you answer that, sir?
Would you agree with me that over 18,000 Chinese nationals, many are military-aged young men, have illegally crossed the southern border in fiscal year 2023?
Senator, I don't have the precise number, but as I said, individuals who are encountered are placed into immigration enforcement proceedings, and if they qualify for asylum...
With all due respect, you would agree with me it's over 18,000, though.
I do not have the number at my disposal.
Do you know where the Chinese nationals are settling, where they're working, why they're here? How do you follow them?
Senator, if an individual has fled China and seeks asylum and qualifies for asylum, for example, if they fear persecution...
I understand that.
...by reason of their membership in a particular social group...
How do you follow them? That's not my question. How do you follow them? Do you have a heightened concern for these people?
So, Senator, if an individual poses a risk to public safety or national security, they are deemed a priority and can be placed in detention if the facts so warrant.
You know, if we were doing a drinking game, we'd be totally polluted now, because every time Mayorkas says, blah, 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 as much as I think I can put away Jack, I'd be under the table by now. I will admit that. This guy has not answered a single question. Once again, Kansas Senator Marshall, what about all these getaways and fentanyl that we have in this nation?
I'm sure you'll agree with me that under Mr. Biden, that at least 1.7 million gotaways have evaded apprehension at our border. How many of these known gotaways have convictions in their prior country for rape or murder? How many of them, these known gotaways have been prosecuted and deported?
3 points, Senator. Number one, as I articulated earlier in this hearing, we are seeing a number of displaced individuals throughout our hemisphere that is unprecedented. Number one. Number two, we are dealing with a broken immigration system. Number three.
But you're not going to answer my question.
Number three, if an individual.
How many of these known gotaways have committed crimes in the United States since you were sworn in?
Let me assure you that if an individual poses a risk to public safety, pursuant to the enforcement guidelines.
But you have no ability to measure that?
Pursuant to the enforcement guidelines that I promulgated on September 30th of 2021, the individual is.
How many of these known gotaways are trafficking fentanyl?
The individual is an enforcement priority.
How many of these known gotaways are trafficking fentanyl?
Senator, we well know that the trafficking of fentanyl is not specific to a nationality. Tragically, we have individuals from various countries of origin.
Yeah, even including the U.S., they deal in it because it gets here from a foreign country and those who bring it in. The one thing he did admit, we've had an unprecedented number of illegals at our border. No kidding. I wonder why. Because the Biden administration said the border's open. That's why. You have to respect and appreciate the tenor of Senator Marshall and others, including Josh Hawley yesterday, in questioning Mayorkas. Those of you watching our video, you can tell that I would not be anywhere near as civil. And if I had any, I'd be pulling my hair out. As it is, I'm stabbing myself with scissors over and over again. It's getting a little painful, a little bloody over here. But we're not done. Let's try one more time to get something of some consequence as Senator Marshall questions Alejandro Mayorkas stupid.
The folks back home, when they look at the evidence, they see that the DEA seized over 380 million doses of fentanyl in 2022. 73,000 Americans died from fentanyl poisoning in 2022, mostly young adults, school-aged children, and that 90% of the fentanyl comes from our southern border. You know, considering that just last month, our Border Patrol had almost 270,000 encounters, including 75,000 special interest aliens. Do Americans feel they're more safe today or less safe today under the policies of this administration?
Senator, we are taking it to the cartels, to the traffickers of fentanyl in an unprecedented way, with more resources and more efficient and productive operations than ever before.
But you would agree with me that Americans feel less safe today than they did before the start of this administration. And your testimony has always solidified the view that American people, that they don't have confidence in the job that you're doing. This is why I believe the defining issue in this next election is going to be exactly this. Are our families safer today than they were 3 years ago?
He can't answer it, but I know you can. I go back to my original suggestion. All those who believe the open border policy is good, start housing them with those people who believe that. Let's begin by taking the next 30 and put them in the home with Mayorkas. See how that goes. Coming up, Biden is watching Tom Cruise for how to deal with AI, and Trump says, keep your hands off my children.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Ackerman Toyota has the 2024 models. You're going to be impressed. Check them out in person at Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. In fact, you've got to see the 2024 Toyota Sequoia. Very impressive. This is the time to buy and get top dollar for your vehicle. Looking for pre-owned? Ackerman Toyota can also help you. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota for life. This is a scary time when it comes to your money, especially if buying a home. That's why you need Homestead Financial Mortgage. I know the owners, met the team. You can trust Homestead will be with you every step of the way. Call 24/7 with any question or concern. Homestead is on your schedule, not banker's hours. This is not just about buying a home. It's about trust. You can go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
If you like premium cigars and whiskey, I've got the perfect place. Lit Cigar Lounge, now open in its new space in the district, just off Highway 40 in Chesterfield. Lit Cigars for anyone who enjoys great cigars, whiskey, bourbon, tequila. Ladies, that includes you. Leather seating, numerous big screen TVs, special events featuring live music and tastings. More details at litstl.com. litstl.com. Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, let's begin with Joe Biden apparently starting to take AI seriously because he'd watched Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning. This is from AV Club, which writes about pop culture. And talking about earlier this week, Biden issued an executive order looking into how technology companies use artificial intelligence, explaining that we, quote, need to govern AI in order to properly realize the promise and avoid the risk. And the Associated Press reports that Biden has been profoundly curious about AI tech, multiple meetings with it, with advisors. But they say there's one man that might have pushed Biden over the edge on AI. That would be Ethan Hunt, the mind-reading, shape-shifting incarnation of chaos from the Mission Impossible movies. That's right. The most recent film in that series, Dead Reckoning, involving Tom Cruise and his team of espionage agents, as is written here in AV Club. And Reed told AP that he'd watched the movie with Biden at Camp David one weekend, and if he, quote, hadn't already been concerned about what could go wrong with AI before that movie, he saw plenty more to worry about because he watched a Tom Cruise movie. Do not let him watch a movie where the world blows apart. Please, do not let him watch that. Although we're pretty close to that at this point, this precipice. Now, in reference to that, there are now questions about this executive order. He signed the landmark executive order on artificial intelligence. That's what AI means. And since I have only artificial intelligence, I fully understand AI. I don't have any real intelligence. I just have artificial. And so does Joe Biden. Anyway, the results coming from others are not so good. One key area, the Biden AI order, is focused on the provisions of testing data for review by the federal government. And the chief of analytics of Pioneer Development Group told Fox News, if this is allowing the government a way to examine the black box algorithms, they could lead to a biased AI algorithm. It could be helpful, but of course it also could not be so helpful. And he adds that since core algorithms are proprietary, there's really no other way to provide oversight and commercial protections. At the same time, this needs to be a bipartisan technocratic effort that checks political ideology at the door. Good luck with that. He says that's what it needs to do, or this will likely make the threat of AI worse rather than mitigate it. I have a friend, and his company are deeply involved in AI. They would understand it better than me, but I will tell you this, those remarks don't fully surprise me. That if their idea is to control AI, then the party in control, whatever authority you think they have over you now, it's going to rapidly accelerate. And that could exist for either party in control. So I'm not just trying to put this at the feet of the Democrats. So President Trump wrote a social media post today, and he's slashing out against the judge overseeing that New York civil fraud case and told him basically, leave my kids alone. He said this rigged trial brought by the racist New York State AG, Letitia James, before Trump and developer-hating Judge Arthur Egron, which should never have been brought in the so-called star witness, sleazebag lawyer, for many people, Michael Cohen, admitted last week on the stand he lied. He said, therefore, on that fact alone, this fake case should be dismissed. You know, I just wish Trump would be a little bit more candid. He kind of coddles his words, doesn't he? Kind of put a little cream around them so they don't seem so bad. But here's what he also wrote directly. There is no victim except me. Leave my children alone. Then addressing the judge, you are a disgrace to the legal profession. And then, of course, as we pointed out, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump are to be brought in also because the Trump family, under Trump himself, falsely inflated values of the organization to get money and then also deflated the value to lower the taxes. Trump Jr. taking the stand today at last report. Eric Trump taking the stand tomorrow. And Ivanka Trump also expected to testify, Donald Trump to testify in the trial come Monday. Drama, drama, drama everywhere. Halloween every day at this point, right? All right, I want to turn your attention back to something we began today's program with. And if you missed it again, I know you can't listen all the time. I understand that. And you can't watch all the streams immediately as they're coming down. But everything is available at LarryConnorsUSA.com. Go back, pull up what you want, video and or audio, and then share it with others. And I will admit, today, it's going to look like I've gone a little deranged, might have had too many candies from trick-or-treat, and maybe a little something to wash it down with. But the bottom line is, I have been over the top today because it just, I'm incensed the fact that someone like Mayorkas can stand there and go into these committee hearings, as does FBI Director Wray and AG Merrick Mealymouth Garland, and they never seem to be prepared. I don't know the number. Well, bring the damn numbers next time. Well, I'll get back to you. Or I can't tell you. One question today. Can you give us a date when you will release some information? Well, I can't do that here in public. I'll get with you private. Why not? That would be a very good question. Yeah, I admit video-wise, I've been a little bit over the top today. So be it. Makes for good TV or maybe not. Bottom line here is, I want to go back to how the world and U.S. media are quick to buy the Hamas lies.
You knew there were civilians there. You knew there were refugees, all sorts of refugees. But you decided to still drop a bomb on that refugee camp attempting to kill the Hamas commander. By the way, was he killed?
I can't confirm yet. There'll be more updated. Yes, we know that he was killed. About the civilians there, we're doing everything we can to minimize. I'll say it again. Sadly, they are hiding themselves within civilian population. And again, we are doing this stage by stage, and we're going to go after every one of these terrorists who was involved in that heinous attack on the 7th of October.
That's a member of the IDF in response to Wolf, CNN Hamas promoter Wolf Blitzer. He's talking about the deadly strike in Gaza's largest refugee camp. Yes, they knew there were refugees there, but they also had intel that one of the commanders they were looking for and some of his senior staff were also in one of the tunnels under that very building. This is not a hospital. It's not a mosque. It's a large apartment complex. Hamas doesn't care. They don't expect you're going to hit there. Too many civilians will be killed. So they were more than willing to let the pictures get out to the world showing the building how much it had been destroyed and who knows how many were killed. And for that, you can feel bad. You can. But to getting the Hamas leader, I don't have any regrets whatsoever. Israel would not have done it that way. And if Hamas would let the civilians go and leave, but they won't let them go, then they wouldn't be in jeopardy. It'd be very simple. Hamas say, look, we're going to take the northern part of Gaza. We're going to hold that. All the civilians, you'll go to the south. And they'll tell the Israeli army, we're not moving to the south, so anyone down there is civilian. Now, of course, they're going to lie because they're going to have some of their people mixed in there with them as well. But unfortunately, the only way to get to them is to take down whatever they might be hiding under. It was confirmed later in that interview, it wasn't clear if they did get the commander. Well, they did. He is one of the leaders of the October 7 terrorist attack. Of course, Hamas strongly denying the presence of one of its leaders inside that camp, saying, no, he wasn't there. It's a heinous crime Israel carried out against safe civilians, children, and women. They're not safe. They're not safe living in Gaza, believe me. They know they're not safe. The strike impact, they're estimating, according to the Ministry of Interior in Gaza, so there's your source. Keep in mind, this is a Hamas source, is reporting that 20 homes were completely destroyed. It was a large building. I guess it took down some additional homes nearby. And reporting hundreds of dead or injured arriving in a local hospital. And again, this information from Gaza. And one director telling CNN that many people will not be found. They're still buried under the rubble, charred bodies in the hundreds. I have no doubt that that's happened. Global reaction, Doctors Without Borders nurse said the group was horrified by the strike hitting a civilian refugee camp. How about being horrified by the fact that Hamas is hiding in tunnels under civilian populations? As I've said repeatedly, hiding under baby bassinets. How about that? Why aren't you horrified about that? Why aren't you calling them out for jeopardizing their own people? U.S. Secretary of State Blinken expected to travel to Israel at the end of this week. And, of course, we've had reports that some more have been released through the Gaza connection to Egypt, Rafah crossing. Not clear how many yet, how long they're going to be allowed in, but supposedly some hostages, don't know their nationality, also don't know what condition they're in, and some Palestinians allowed to apparently leave into Egypt, limited number. But this refugee camp was just to the north of Gaza City. And repeatedly, for weeks after October 7, for days for certain, Israel was telling the civilians, go to the south, leave the northern part of Gaza, which is where Gaza City is, because we're going to come after the terrorists. Well, now, if you were a civilian and you had a family, you hear that you're going to take your family and go to the south, if you can. I mean, you will carry them, you'll walk, you'll spend maybe days to go 3 miles, but you're going to start moving away from that area. But Hamas soldiers, and I call them soldiers, that's a wrong term, terrorists, they're not soldiers. They're killing civilians as they try to leave. They won't let them leave. They want them there because they want more bodies to pile up because of what Israel does. There is a battle coming up in Congress that involves money for Israel. And, of course, Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, is the new speaker. And House Democrats admit they're going to face a tough vote because when they move forward with this aid package for Israel, they're cutting some things out that the Biden administration wants and many Democrats. One is Ukraine. No money for Ukraine in this package. Good. Break it out. Just Israel. Oh, and another thing. They're cutting out money for IRS funding to hire all those agents. Mike Johnson, the new House Speaker, said, I understand the priority of the Democrats is to bulk up the IRS, but I think if you put this to the American people and they weigh the two needs, I think they're going to say standing with Israel and protecting the innocent is in our national interest and is a more immediate need than more IRS agents. I second that. I third it. I fourth it. I fifth it. Forever and ever. We don't need more IRS agents, especially when it comes at the expense of giving money to Israel. And then when it comes to cutting out Ukraine, well, that's causing an issue even inside the Democrats because some of them do want the money for Israel. And if it means cutting Ukraine out to get the money to Israel, they're willing to go along with it. But we're going to see how they come down on it. The GOP proposed cuts to the IRS funding, part of Biden's marquee spending bill, as they call it, and taking out Ukraine aid, that's driving opposition among many Democrats who want funding for both nations, and, of course, the effort to put more IRS agents in place. The vote could come later this week. Congressman Achin Close of Massachusetts spoke through Twitter saying Speaker Johnson is failing his first test, conditioning aid to Israel. Oh, my God. I had not seen all of this quote till now. Please listen as I read this, and you're going to have the same reaction. Speaker Johnson is failing his first test, conditioning aid to Israel on helping the rich avoid taxes. That is a linkage that is so far beyond, that belongs in the Twilight Zone. This guy deserves to be in a cage, a padded cage. Yeah, they don't want to get more IRS agents because we want to help the rich avoid taxes. He says, that's cynical partisanship, not leadership. And also, this is still to come, hopefully this week. We talked about this the other day. Marjorie Taylor Greene stood in the well of the House and called for a censure resolution against Rashida Tlaib, Democrat in Michigan, because she would not criticize the Hamas attacks after they had happened. She is the only Palestinian-American member, and in her statement, she was criticizing U.S. aid to Israel, saying that will help fuel the violence. So Marjorie Taylor Greene moved to vote on censoring her. We discussed this the other day. Censoring her is basically a slap on the wrist, does not expel her from Congress. It just says, bad girl, go to your corner. And they may remove her from some committees, which I hope the hell they do. I hope they take every member who spoke out for Hamas and will not condemn what they did, take them off every major, take them off every committee. Only if I were king or president or even Speaker of the House. As always, remember, one nation under God.